Thank you for downloading this podcast of Ion Entertainment from Abilene Public Radio. To find more episodes and to see our terms of use, visit us online at kacu.org. From Abilene Public Radio, this is Ion Entertainment. I'm Blaine Singletary. Since we had a special holiday episode on the last Friday in December and our special year-in-review episode last week, we finally have time today to get to our Music of Ion Entertainment segment today. Don't worry, we'll have another one at regular time this month. Now, in December, it's always a bit harder to find subjects for this segment, since there are only so many ways you can do the 12 days of Christmas. And truth be told, I didn't have to look too far for this one. Today's featured artist is one of my colleagues here at KACU, and a voice you've been hearing alongside mine quite often recently, as she's become my co-host on The News at Noon. I am, of course, talking about Bethany Blaine. Aside from her media pursuits, she is also pursuing a music career. And we featured a song from her holiday EP in the outro of the show last month.
It is the night of our dear Savior's birth.
And who better to take us through the body of her work than the artist herself? Bethany Blaine joins us now in the studio. Bethany, welcome to the show.
Hey, Blaine.
So, how did it all start for you in music?
I think it was my junior year of high school, really. I started, I asked for a guitar for Christmas because I'd always messed around with my dad's Yamaha, his old Yamaha. He tried to teach me how to play, and he's always kind of, you know, just not very patient as parents can be. They can't, you know, trying to teach you things. And really, I just kind of, like, took it upon myself. I, like, bought books and all this stuff, so I would learn on his Yamaha. And then I think probably my junior year of high school is when they bought me a guitar for Christmas, and that's probably been one of the best Christmas presents I've ever gotten, because they're probably thinking, oh yeah, she's just going to use this and then, you know, use it for like Christmas month and then put it back on the closet or back in the closet. But I don't know, that was probably the best gift I probably ever got, was a guitar, because I've used it several times, and just writing my own music, you know, and performing, and I don't know, I've always been a performer. I used to set up little shows in front of our little Beanie Baby audience that we would set up as little kids, and that was really fun. And I would make my little sisters do little performances to little Christmas CDs that we had. So I've always just had a knack for performing and putting on shows, and so that's kind of where all of that started.
Mm-hmm. And this guitar, is that the one that's right here beside you?
That is the one for Christmas.
So it's been through, I guess, a lot. You've played a lot of venues in what I like to call the Abilene circuit, such as Playfair Park.
Mesmies, and I played at Monk's a few times, and just, yeah, basically the Abilene circuit. I actually played at Cajun Cones a few times, which is Lynn Luttrell of ACU. That's his business with his dad, and so it's kind of cool to play there, because I also work there part-time, and so I was like, oh, we could do shows here too, why not? And then, so that kind of
win-win situation.
Exactly. You know, free snow cones, music, whatever. So it was a lot of fun. Mm-hmm.
So you've been seriously performing, writing music since you got your guitar. But in a way, you're still trying to kind of find the genre or your
Absolutely.
Sound.
Absolutely. Yeah, I've always been attracted to country music. And but then I've always had a feel for an acoustic vibe, especially like with artists like Jason Mraz and people like that who just really natural guitar. And then I've also like had inspiration from like Chris Rice type music, where there's kind of just lyrics that, you know, they're just kind of, they're fun and quirky. And like, I don't know, I just remember the song Smell the Color 9, where mm-hmm. you're like, it's so abstract and it's so funny, but it's just about, I don't know, just everyday life. And so that's kind of just, all in all, it's kind of a blend of all of those, but still kind of trying to find where I fit in and all of that. I think one of my biggest country influences is Sugarland. I've always loved their music. I don't know. Some people hate Jennifer Nettles' voice, but I just think she's fabulous as a person, her style, the way she carries herself. I don't know. That's just what, I don't know, kind of I've like modeled a little bit of my style after. And I don't know. She's just really always been that star to me.
And you've played a couple of covers of their songs, I guess more tributes in a way.
Yeah. there's one of my favorite songs that I ever have learned. I think I actually learned it in high school, and it was one of those songs where I played over and over and over again, and my little sister's like, oh my gosh, is she ever going to stop? But it never gets old for me. It's a song called Fall Into Me, and it's by Sugarland.
When the weight of the world bears down so strong, you leave footprints on the street, and there's too many miles to face without a few more hours sleep. Storm clouds overhead won't shed any rain to quench your thirst. I wanna be the one you reach for first.
I don't know, that's kind of cool. That's one of my favorite songs that they've ever written and ever done. And so, really, music to me is like, it has to hit home. I mean, you do have your fun songs and you have your everyday, you know, just going through the day songs, making you happy or peppy, but like the real music to me is just where it hits you and hits home and it means something. It always has just had to have some deeper meaning behind the text and deeper meaning behind the words, and that's what's really inspirational from music to me.
Right, and a lot of songwriters kind of approach writing songs that way, and you've done not only covers, but you have written a lot of original songs as well.
Yeah, I have. I think there's, on the Paving Good Intentions acoustic album, I think there's four that I've written. There's one that I wrote to my little sister when she graduated. It's called Partners in Crime, and it just talks about a lot of the things that we would do to get in trouble, and sometimes, you know, we would fight and not, like, get along and all of that stuff, and it goes through all of those times of just being sisters. But at the same time, like, we'll always still get into our crazy antics when we get together. And we still do.
Partners in crime through the sands of time. There's nothing that we wouldn't do. We'd pull something fast and then we'd stop and just laugh. Without talking, we both knew. There's one thing I'll do. It's too good to be true. Cause time may end real soon. But I still get in trouble with you.
She actually goes to ACU, so it's kind of cool. She's still close, but she's, you know, we're still, you know, going our own directions now, so it's kind of different.
And it makes the time together all the sweeter.
Absolutely. So, yeah.
We're here in the studio with Bethany Blaine. We've been finding out more about her music career. So let's tell us a bit more about the album you have out right now. It's called Paving Good Intentions. It's available at BethanyBlaine.com and as well as at your live shows. Kind of take us through this album.
The first song is called Beautiful Feet. That's a song that that was really inspired from when I was younger. My mom would take videos of me. I think there's videos of me when I was like 4 on our little fireplace, and I would use our fireplace. It had a little jut out for the bricks, you know, where people can either sit and sit by the fire or whatever. And I would use that as my pulpit, and I would walk up and down that little brick and say, beautiful feet. Jesus had beautiful feet. And so from those videos and from like watching back with my mom for those home videos, like watching that is where that inspiration came for that song.
Beautiful, oh beautiful, are the feet of those who carry peace and joy. Beautiful, oh beautiful, are the ones who bring a song to the Lord.
And then moving down, the song I Will Not Forget You, that's a cover that I've heard done before. I don't even know who necessarily wrote that song to begin with, but I've heard it done so many times, and it's just one of those that I had to change up for me. And it's been one of those, it just, like I said, hits home. And then we move down to the song. It's called All I Can Do Is Cry. That's one of the songs that I really, people go through tough times, and I definitely have had my share of tough times. And that song is probably one of those moments where you're just like looking up and you're like, what else do I have left? Like, what, you know, like what's up, you know, like what else am I supposed to do? What am I supposed to do from this point? And I guess just in writing that song and the time I was in my life, I was just like really just like looking for things like what do I have? Like, what am I? And continuing on the theme of like songs have to reach out and grab you and mean something to you, that song is one of those that I had to make it reach out and grab who I was at that point. And like looking back on that now, like looking back at that time and looking back at the time that I wrote that song, it screams back at me like, look how far you've come and look how far you're going. And like, don't let that one point like define who you were and how you feel. And like, that just was just my pushing motivation as like, wow, you know, you have come from a place of completely crap, and then you've moved to where you feel like you're moving forward and you know what you're doing and you're pursuing what you see and you're pursuing your dreams and your hopes. And like, that's what I love about music. You can see where you came from, or you can predict where you're going. And I love that about music.
And there's also a new album in the works.
Yeah, I'm not going to give too much away, but this October, probably next, this coming fall, it will probably debut. Mostly of it, just new, a lot of what I'm doing is like focusing new media, like changing how music is distributed, changing how, so that's going to be a little surprise of how things are going to go. Because things are no longer just CDs anymore, and things are no longer, you know, the game is changing. And so that's what we're experimenting with a little bit. And then just new sounds, really.
Because on this, on Paving Good Intentions, it's just you and your guitar. So are we going to see perhaps bring in other musicians?
Absolutely. Yeah, kind of like stuff that I've heard from like Small Man with the dubstep and electronica, house vibe, stuff like
right,
that.
Right, a good friend of the show.
Yeah, yeah. Where you're kind of mixing some stuff like together like that. And so it's just kind of really experimenting. So we're kind of in the experimental phase. We know where we're going, like lyrics-wise, but sound, we're changing it up. So got some new tricks up the sleeve. And
so does this mean perhaps you'll be collaborating with him on
possibly,
certain tracks?
Possibly, yeah. I mean, it looks like, I mean, I'm going to have to now because he's like the expert at electronica mix business.
I'm sure he would describe himself as such. So to sum it all up, what would you say is the main draw of your music?
I would probably say the main draw of my music, I've talked about it a lot, is just the connection. The connection from the artist to the song. And it, I mean, it doesn't even have to be the artist, the song, and the listener. It's just the connection of the music. And that's what I want people to know that I have, is that connection with them, that they know, like, I have had these experiences, and I'm going to relay it in the song. And these people could have the same or different experiences that relate back. And that's what I love about music, is, like, it's so open-ended. Like, there could be a song about something specific, but somebody can relate to it. And if somebody can relate to it, then I think I've done my job.
Well, is there something you'd like to play us out with?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, here is Who in the Hell Are You? It's kind of funny title, Who in the Hell Are You? It kind of like makes it seem like it's some kind of like...
But it has a sort of like, yeah, kind of a haunting, yeah, kind of quality to it. I don't know if that's the right word.
Yeah, it's kind of, it almost like the title, it almost sounds like I'm like getting angry at somebody. Like, who the hell are you to do? And like, whatever. But no, the whole song is about, it's one of my best friends that has like just walked into my life and like has completely shaken things up for me. And it's kind of just like, who in the hell are you to do all these things? But it's made me a better person because of it.
I become a semblance of a beautiful mess. And every now and then my heart still pounds in my chest. Surrounded by walls I constructed myself. You took them down with no boundary left. Then I think to myself, who in the hell are you? And I walked through fire and I've danced through the rain. Lost a lot of friends and I'm still not the same. Then by fate you walked into my life. Couldn't get rid of you even if I tried. Sometimes I get crazy and run from the truth. Then you remind me that's something I can't do. To me these changes are something brand new. Then I think to myself, Who in the hell are you?
Awesome. Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, Bethany Blaine, thank you for joining us today.
Well, thanks for having me. It's great.
And that's Bethany Blaine, my partner in crime, here on the news at noon. Today she's been telling us more about her music. To find out more, as well as download her music, BethanyBlaine.com, that's BethanyBlaine.com. Thank you for downloading this podcast of Ion Entertainment from Abilene Public Radio. To find more episodes and to see our terms of use, visit us online at kacu.org.